Gabriel, did you finish your assignments?
My assignments?
Yeah, like.
Yeah,
well, how many more assignments you have, buddy?
Jessica, who agreed to
Once
speak with
done,
me if I didn't use her full
time.
Name, hasn't seen her husband, Hildur Lainez Alvarez, in months, and neither have her five children. Lainez Alvarez is being detained at the Port Isabel Detention Center. He was transferred there after being almost 3 months at the neighboring El Valle Detention Center, also in the Rio Grande Valley. Lainez Alvarez was apprehended at the border in May, trying to re-enter the U.S. after being sent back to his home country of Nicaragua.
When Border Patrol found him back in early May, and they broke his hand, fractured his arm. They did a botched surgery, He's already had pus coming out of his hand due to the lack of medical treatment in the facility.
A few weeks ago, Jessica says she got a scary call from her husband.
He said, Jesse, he said, I want to tell you something. I have really bad news. I want you to be strong and keep, you know, doing the best you can. You're a good mom. Take care of my kids. But I have this virus. I have COVID-19.
Jessica, who lives in Florida, says she started crying. She says on top of COVID and the injuries from when he got when he was apprehended at the border, her husband also has asthma. She reached out to an immigrant rights group called Freedom for Immigrants. They filed a complaint with the Department of Homeland Security's Office for Civil Liberties and Civil Rights, asking them to investigate and ensure Lainez Alvarez receives immediate medical care. They also arranged for a doctor, Kate Sugarman, to evaluate his medical records.
It looks like he needs a corrective surgery to correct the surgery that they botched. But in order for somebody to properly heal from surgery, they need extremely clean conditions. They need a lot of rehab, physical, occupational therapy after the surgery. And none of this was provided to him after his first surgery. So we know that they are incapable of providing him with the conditions to heal properly. But in addition, under ICE custody, he is now COVID infected.
Sugarman sent her findings to the warden at the El Valle Detention Center and DHS to support the complaint filed by Freedom for Immigrants. Here's Cynthia Galas with Freedom for Immigrants.
So ICE has discretion to release anyone under custody, pretty much. So there really is no reason why Hildur should be detained and receiving care outside. He has a particularly strong case because he has a strong community outside. He has a U.S. citizen wife. Again, doctors have been advocating for him. There really is no reason why ICE is detaining him.
Freedom for Immigrants is calling for Hildur's release because they say ICE has proven itself incapable to take care of him.
So unfortunately, Hildur's case is not an isolated incident, and I wouldn't say that medical neglect is rare. In detention, it is particularly egregious that he was harmed by the government.
Again, Dr. Sugarman.
ICE has already had their chance to appropriately treat him, and they didn't. They botched his surgery. They've denied him post-op care.
Immigrant rights organizations also have criticized the transfers of detainees from one facility to another during the pandemic because they say this is one way COVID is spreading in ICE detention. ICE says it transfers detainees to prevent overcrowding or to move a detainee to a more appropriate facility based on circumstances and risk factors. Norma Herrera is with the RGV Equal Voice Network. She's been in contact with dozens of detainees at the Port Isabel Detention Center, where Lainez Alvarez is now detained as well.
So there are some folks who have been released because they have underlying like medical vulnerabilities to COVID. And then there are folks who have just been transferred to other places. And then there are many, many folks who have just been deported. When you sort of look at the big picture, it seems kind of arbitrary who it gets to be released into the community, who gets transferred, and who gets deported.
Jessica says she's still waiting to hear back about whether or not her husband will be released. She says her kids often cry and ask when their dad is coming home.
His kids miss him. You know, hopefully, you know, we can go along with our dreams, like making a business together. And, you know, we had plans.
In addition to the support from Freedom for Immigrants, Jessica is also working with an attorney. Cynthia Galas says Jessica's husband has received some physical therapy, but it hasn't been consistent and she's still concerned about him because she says ICE has a history of medical neglect that has led some detainees to die. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Mission.